The number of passenger cars on Russia's roads has more than tripled over the last decade, even though the population has declined. Rising incomes are fueling demand, and foreign automakers are opening assembly plants in Russia. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Owning a car under communism was a comparative luxury, even if the cars themselves weren't very luxurious. Soviet consumers had only a few defect-prone models to choose from. If you were lucky, you got to select the color. Forget about options. Shortages meant many people paid bribes to get a new auto. The alternative was to spend years on a massive waiting list. Now Moscovites shop in slickly decorated showrooms like this one, which specializes in foreign models. Well-dressed salespeople are dispensing advice to customers. Here there's even a dealership bar where you can enjoy a beer or a whiskey while your car is being readied. Despite the modern atmosphere, the waiting lists for new cars in Russia are back, however. This time it's not Soviet inefficiency that's to blame, but Russia's rapidly growing economy. Irina's a 37-year-old business manager. She ordered this modestly priced Ford 6 months ago. It's only been delivered today.
I'm not sorry I had to wait 6 months. It's a foreign model. The quality is better, and so is the design. I like the slanted headlights and the fact that it's a hatchback.
Irina used to own a Russian car. It cost several thousand dollars less than the Ford. But Irina says the Russian make was often in for repairs, even while under warranty. Many here cite shoddy quality as their main reason for switching from Russian models to those produced by American, Japanese, or European car makers. The Ford Irina is buying was actually produced in Russia, at the automaker's new plant in the city of St. Petersburg. By making cars in Russia, foreign car makers avoid the big import tariffs meant to keep old standby domestic models, like Ladas and Volgas, competitive. But automotive analyst Yelena Sakhova says high tariffs won't be enough to protect Russia's struggling auto industry.
If they are able to decrease costs and to invest into upgrade of production facilities, in this case they will be able to survive. If not, they will constantly decrease production and they will just die one day.
Ford has increased production at its St. Petersburg plant nearly 50% to 34,000 cars a year. But it's still not nearly enough. There are also long waiting lists for imports from some Japanese car makers, which also can't keep up with orders from Russia. Fiat, Kia, and General Motors are among other automakers which have already started joint ventures here. Again, analyst Yelena Sakhova.
It was not expected. The demand is really higher than anyone anticipated.
Both Russian and foreign automakers have tapped into that demand by offering credit schemes long regarded as standard in Western countries. That's made new cars affordable for many first-time buyers. The demand has its downside, of course. Moscow's avenues were designed on a gargantuan scale, somewhere up to 16 lanes wide. Until a few years ago, Russians thought of traffic jams as a Western affliction. Now gridlock is a fact of life here. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.